Yeah. Oh, hello. We've got a fucking bit of feedback here. Ah. I don't know. Just turn that down. Yeah, guys. See, all the scumbag junkies. All the scumbag junkies. I need something. Yeah. Just got to change the mounts on this because it's sort of fitting and it sort of works, but that's sort of either in the way or fucking, you know, whatever. It's fucking, I like that guy, you know, he just goes, sensational. It's like, oh, fuck. This is a tiny little 230 watt Makita drill. And it's not, look how big the handle is, you know. That's the fucking, it's not a bad, I've got big hands, you know what I mean. But that's not a bad sort of grip either, you know, for a universal, fits everyone kind of handpiece. You know what? There's so much cleverness goes into so many things that I can buy this off the wall, you know. It's a little bit tight because I've got big fucking hands, you know what I mean. Donald Trump. And this is absolutely fantastic. This is like the things... Oh, where's a fucking PowerPoint? Does it work? So that's a 10mm drill. This doesn't have autofocus. It says it spins at 4,500 RPM. But, seems a bit slow. So that... I really want to show, I'm so impressed with this. Look, here's a thermometer that I've revamped. That's about 2 degrees out of absolute accuracy, you know what I mean? Two and a half degrees. Because oh, it's, they're sort of like a, up here. Yeah, they're sort of like a prism, they're like a prism. Those glass tubes are sort of like a sort of triangle with rounded sides, right? And on the back of the tube is a little white strip. And when you get that, that's why with a small amount of focus, so if you can buy them off the shelf and the prism sort of orientates looking into that red tube full of tinted alcohol. Fuck, I hate that. I've got cats. And when they hear me getting busy, oh, what's he doing? Let's come inside. Row, row, row. Let him in. Let us in. Let us in. You know. I'm busy. No! You want to get outside? But anyway, here. This is a pilot hole for drilling. Fuck, where is the screws? There's a particular sort of. There's, say, like a little wood screw, right? You know? Now, if. Like a pilot hole is like a guidance hole. So, because the screw has a thick bit up the middle and the threads are on the outside, you need some. On some timbers in some locations, you really need to have. Watch this. I'm going to drill through there, right? Finger out of the way. Sensational. What's that? Fantastic. And this is so fucking light, you know what I mean? I'm so pleased with that. You know? There you go, two little holes. So, this is not the drills I'm actually. Oh, let's have a dig. These are the screws. They're called a button head screw, right? Oh, fuck, I'm tired. So, what these do. Is it's not so much for this because it's too thin. I thought, well, I'll just put a fucking string around there and I can hoop it over different things, you know what I mean? But what this does is it's a hole going straight in, and these screws, if you're starting them by hand, they have a slight tendency to go slightly off angle, you know what I mean, while you're kind of holding them and spinning them. And this is the other thing. This is a little Azedo screwdriver, you know. Now, it doesn't go very fast. So it's no good as a drill. It's a real pain. If you've got a couple of hundred holes to drill, it's a fucking real pain in the ass, you know what I mean, to swap drill screw, drill bit, screwdriver bit, drill bit, screwdriver bit, drill bit, screwdriver bit, you know what I mean? And what this also has is. It doesn't go very fast at all. But it has a lot of torque. Twisting power, you know? and it also has a clutch. So, I forget the exact words, but the clutch means that when it does a screw up by a cert, it's I think it's like a just off the top of my fucking head, you know. There are sort of inclined ramps, you know what I mean? It's like there's all these little, like sort of like a hammer drill sort of thing, but there are all these little ramps, and when they sort of fucking, oh, how can I do this? I think there are all these little ramps, like a clutch, you know what I mean? And then there's like a spring-loaded type thing. So depending on how hard you tighten that spring up, depends on how hard those little ramps have to sort of, you know, or slide. Oh fuck! Have to slide up and then drop, and then slide up and then drop. You know, as it's spinning around. So you can tighten the screw up. Until I've got another big drill, it was Bunnings special prototype fucking drill, very powerful. If that's in low gear and it's drilling, say you're drilling a say a 13 millimeter hole through steel, and it jams, and you've got that fucking trigger lock not removed, you know, if you've got that, and it goes through the hole. And you go to let go, that thing will wind around your fucking arms, and because the gearing is so low, it'll break your fucking arms. It's really, you know. So sometimes great ideas like trigger locks are really good, but sometimes they fucking get rid of them, you know. Either dig it out with the screwdriver, pull the fucking, you know, pop it out. Or, so this has a slipper clutch in it. So you can, just as the screw is, just, where's that fucking head? Oh, no. I didn't, did I? Yes, I did! Hello, Mickey. Hello, Donald. Yeah, and just as that head is screwing into the fucking timber, just as it touches down, the clutch will release, so it's just touch tightened, or you can turn the clutch right up, which is one of the problems. Yeah, that's pretty slight. Screwdriver. So when you do the touch, you know, that's enough to start driving the screw down into the wood, you know. And that was the problem with that fucking wonderful drill, the Bunnings prototype special. I think it was like $65, and it was like, I think it's, oh, I don't know, I can't remember if it was 1100 or 1200 or fucking, I don't think it was 1500 watt, but I think it was 1100 or 1200 watts. So it's a big motor in it, you know, and that's far too big. I know, see. That big 1500 watt one, when you tried to drive screws into it, you could push down to keep the screw bit in the fucking, the screwdriver bit into the top of the screw, And unless you let go of that trigger at the fucking exact sort of moment, it would just drive that screw straight through the fucking wood, you know. Far too much power. So that little Azito has actually turned out to be one of the best things ever. You know, well, no, another one of the fucking, you know, that's like those sort of sports injuries that people hobble around when they get a bit older, you know, they lived a bit longer. And, well, you know, that wrist, you know, that was smashed up a bit in a fucking motorbike crash, and so I can't do a lot of screw. I can masturbate all right, but I can't. But I can't use a screwdriver a real lot, you know. And one of the other effects, you know, I'm trying to remember which crash it was. So long ago. But anyway, it just mashed the fucking joint, you know. And so, why am I telling this? So if I have to lift up something, my wrist can just fucking give away. And that's a fucking, you know. Anyway, that little electric screwdriver, when it comes to driving in hundreds of screws, it's a fucking, that's a dream. That's a dream, you know. Thank you, thank you. You know, I don't have any sort of concepts of religion. You know, but, you know, but I'm just sort of thankful to the universe for these things. You know, 5 or 10 holes and this wrist is just And anyway, so why am I up at like 1:30 a.m? Well, the reason is I threw my fucking, I was going to climb into bed, and so I just threw my phone up on the bed so it goes bounce, bounce, and lands near the pillow. And now that I've thrown it up there, I can't find it. It's like, fuck. You know? It's like you're going to hop in your car or something and you put the phone down on the car seat, you know? Or you put the phone down on the on the fucking dashboard or something, and, you know, you go to get something out of the boot, and when you come back, you go, where did I put my fucking phone, you know? That's one of those sorts of disappearances. Yeah, and the other reason for getting a haircut is I fucking hate having my hair getting in my eyes. I fucking hate it. You know? The other day I was just going, oh, fuck. Ah. So the warmer weather is here. The cooler nights are starting, the days are starting to get warmer. What this is it's an energy cycle in the building, right? So when it's like, say, 0 degrees at night, sort of around there somewhere down, maybe a little bit lower on occasions, but sort of, you know, 3 to 5 degrees Celsius and sort of down near around zero, sort of a bit, you know what I mean, during the day, middle of winter, and say 8 to 13 degrees during the day, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 degrees Celsius, you know, well, the whole place cools down. And so during those times of the year when everything's fucking cold, it pays to let your hair grow and to keep your head warm, right? But now, the days are getting up to sort of like, they're sort of flat, they're sort of, sort of mid to high teens and kind of going up into the low 20s, and occasionally they're sort of spiking into the low to mid 30s, you know. But that, as that sort of, because the wind, the prevailing winds on the southern part of the planet go from Western Australia across thousands of k's, a desert, and then to where I live, you know, slowly by slowly by slowly, all that land mass heats up and it stores more heat, and it stays a bit warmer overnight, and it's not so freezy fucking cold in the desert in the morning. And because it's a bit warmer beforehand, it warms up a bit higher and it gets a bit more energy, thermal, sort of the thermal mass of it all. Slowly by slowly by slowly, the days get hotter and the nights get warmer too. So I hate having cold head. I get cold head. So here is your natural insulator. It serves a purpose, you know. And now that it's getting warmer, A, the hair is in my eyes, which I fucking hate, you know. And B, it's getting warmer during the day. So it's getting warmer during the night, you know. Where's the fucking thermometer? So that's actually showing I don't know why you fucking cunts, you fucking rice munching cunts who make and sell all this shit, keep putting Fahrenheit on the fucking, this is me going into psychosis. Oh, I fucking hate that. Why can't you fucking cunts come up to speed? And just stop making fucking shit. Because it's only the fucking Americans and they're retarded, you know, Elizabethan fixed. I can, oh, Jesus. And they're fucking Elizabethan bloody temperature scales from 1688 or some shit, whatever. You know, you buy shit that's always in, you know, oh, fuck, you know. So they make it for the American market, and the Americans are only 5% of the world's population. And so, you know, maybe it's just something that they just keep buying. They're just stupid enough to keep buying all this fucking shit, you know. So they keep making it like that. Dude, it just pisses me fucking off, you know. Partly because I just hate it, you know. H. B will do. But that's the other thing. If you notice that, see that little mark there? That's a calibration. That there is a calibration mark on the glass tube, right? So when these cunts making these fucking thermometers, they're all sitting in a room where it's 30 degrees, and they use there's a type of glue called CLAG, C-L-A-G, and I think it's made mostly from starch, you know. And it's a very, very cheap glue. It's for kids making paper mache, you know, around balloons and shit, you know, which is good, right? But if you want to get these tubes out, you find where the glue is and you just put a couple of drops of water over the glue and the glue softens up and you can just very, 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 very carefully, you know, you stick that in there and just sort of like that and just, you don't focus energy on the point, on a point on the glass, right, like that. What you do is you stick the blade in there and, oh, I won't do that because it's in there properly now. And then you just sort of, a bit each side, just very, very, very careful and the glue will come apart, you know, a few drops of water on it and you've got the fucking glass tube out. And then you can go on the back in the slot with a pen like this, you know, like a white paint sort of pen. And that's going to give you higher reflect it, rather than brown, you know, like brown wood with a red fucking thing on it, you know. Where is it? You know, brown wood with a red fucking alcohol stripe up the middle. So you can align you get a high reflectivity, the light coming in and around and lighting the tube up, you know. And you get a white backing behind it. So, yeah, so that makes it a lot easier to see, right? And then you can get like a few drops of PVA glue, you know, just like, because these aren't glued, because wood and glass have different coefficients of expansion based upon temperature and humidity. Humidity is the big thing for timber, you know? So when it dries right out, when it's like, say, 10% relative humidity, the wood will really shrink, and when it goes up to, say, 45, 50, 60, 70, 80% humidity, the wood will swell. So that leads to breakage of the glass tube, or can do. So that's why they're only glued in a little area around there. All right. So, yeah, I've just put a little bit of fucking PVA wood glue, a few drops of that in there, just sort of around there where it was properly originally sort of done, and that's just enough to hold the tube in. These aren't, you know, things, they're not like spanners that you can drop them on the ground. They're a fucking air temperature measuring instrument. They're not sort of, you know. So yeah. Things. My otherwise worthless life. There. And these fans is a 90 millimeters. About a 90 millimeter fan, and they're 0.2, 12 volt, 0.2 amps, right? And these come out of these, right? And so these are basically like a, these are basically like a heat gun, but they've got enough resistance wire in this, you know, nickel nichrome wire, you know, resistance type wire. They've got enough of that in there so that that never actually glows red or glows hot. It just gets, say, to 60 to maybe 80 degrees Celsius. And this fan stuck in behind it on there, you know, that's what blows the fan, blows the air through. But those fucking scumbag Chinese cunts, you know, A, they've put in a thermo fucking couple, thermal switch. That's it there, right? They've put in the thermal switch. See that white thing there? Oh no. That's it. There's my finger, yeah. They've put in a thermal switch. That's it. That doesn't work. You know, it's probably fucking in a, even in a gas oven, in a fucking oven, electric oven or some shit, it'll work. And, oh, there's a couple of little safety sort of features in there, but it doesn't fucking work. So you can't say, oh, we'll hold the room temperature at, say, 25 degrees Celsius, right? But what these fucking Chinese cunts have done, where's the fucking... is they've got... oh. So it moves like that, and there's a little bit of slop. So after 6 months of use, the fucking fan buzzes like all fuck, you know. And great patrons, this is a Ceradyna Ceramica or Ceradyna. There's a couple of brand names around, you know, all change their brand names, whatever. Ceramica, right? This is an 80 millimeter fan. So you say you can see that they have the same mounting holes, right? But one fan is a bit bigger than the other, right? But this one uses twice the amount of power that this one does. No, this one. This one uses... this one uses twice the amount of power that this one does, right? So technically it should flow twice as much air. But the difference is this has cheap sleeve bearings, which are usually just sintered bronze, where they grind brass or bronze into a certain size granule or powder. Then they press that powder into a shape like a bearing, you know, like a sleeve, you know, hollow tube. Then they put it in an oven with an inert atmosphere and at a certain high temperature, very high temperature, and where the grains touch, they will start to fuse. They'll start to melt and fuse where they touch. And it's all the little holes between between the particles that hold the oil. You know, it's like a sponge, you know. And these fans are very, very... the fan bearings are very, very fucking cheap. And they don't last very long. But what this Ceradyna or Ceramica fan has, it's got... oh, I forget the... I've looked everything up, and I tend to sort of forget it after 5 or 10 years. But what's happened is, like, these bearings might last, say, I'll just make this up out of my fucking ass, you know. But they last, say, 2 or 3 years in a computer, and then they're fucked, you know. You know what I mean? But these ones, their average time to failure is 300,000 hours. Because they're very, very, very hard. They come in two types. One is the sleeve, and that's like one type. And then there's the other one that have the, like, it's a ceramic sleeve on a hard shaft, you know what I mean? And the other one is they have a ceramic shaft and a ceramic sleeve. And they are extremely long running. So, because there's a difference in orifice size, right? Okay. This is not going to couple. The mount holes are the same, but because there's a, the way the fan, you look at the fan sizes, you know? Yeah. So what I'm going to do is I'm not going to mount this one internally, because of you've got to get an even airflow across the fucking, across the elements, you know. And while that fan wasn't especially fucking good, you can see the mounting holes, you know, that's coupled, but by, because the case has no vent holes other than through the fucking, you know, other than through the shrouded elements, by cutting out a fucking 80 millimeter hole and putting this on the outside, I can have a generally consistent airflow across all the elements in that fucking heater, which is a bit better than an original, and it flows twice the amount of air. And instead of, say, the fan being completely fucked, say if you use it, say, for 12 hours a day for, or say, 4 months, this fan's fucked. It's buzzing like shit for the first few minutes of startup time, and see, it's rattly, you know. So you fucking, you know. So thanks to Kmart for getting a really good little fan in, little heater, because, you know, I'm pretty smart on the fucking insulation and all this sort of shit. So one little 500 watt fan heater will, if it's given time to warm the whole place up, it'll keep this whole fucking room warm, you know. And that's pretty good. It's like, you know, should see what I'm doing on the cooling. You know, this is about 5 or 6 years ago. It was like, I just had a flashback. There's people that are around who are fucking, oh, yeah, mate, and then they're behind your back, you know. Out with a big fucking knife, you know. But I think it was one of the sort of hottest years, you know. Probably not the hottest years. But it was one summer where it was, usually in summertime, it's usually about 38 to maybe 42 degrees on a hot day. And this was a summer where it was like 42 to, say, 48 degrees Celsius, you know. And it was like that for about 3 months. It's like, fuck, that's hot, you know. So, yeah. But, yeah, so I'm developing some really good separate staged evaporative air conditioning, air cooling. And no, you can wait. And so it's sort of, it uses the chilled air to pre-cool the incoming air, you know, of the system. And the system doesn't, is like an evaporative sort of system, but it doesn't raise the humidity inside the building, you know. So yeah, you know, if it, there's a point where evaporative air conditioning simply turns the place into a hot, high humid sort of horror trip. And so what this does is it separates the humid cold air from the warm room air, and it uses that to extract the heat out of the room through a big heat exchanger. And that's like another project that's really awesome. So anyway, look, I've got to go. I don't know where the fuck this phone's gone, you know. Because I saw it go bounce, you know, or from there to here, I saw it go bounce, bounce on the bed. And then when I went to fucking climb up into the bed, you know, and I couldn't find it. Can't find it. Haven't as yet found. Can't say I can't find it. I just go, I haven't as yet found it. Fuck it. Just pisses me off. You know, things like that happen. And it's like, there's no point getting hysterical about it. It's the will of God. Be entertained. Enjoy it. So, yeah. So there you go. There's how to optimise the thermometer. How to get the lensing aim so it's almost perfectly. This is within about 2 or 3 degrees of being perfectly perpendicular to the fucking face of the thing. You know, if that's stuck on a wall, that's within 2 or 3 degrees of being perfectly aligned. And that's pretty good. And it's high visibility, high contrast, nice and bright, lights up the fucking, you know. So these are the things, you know. But back to all this other shit. Where's my fucking phone gone, you know? So, fuck.